12 degrees. To ignore, to exploit, to renounce, and to serve. 12 stages. Of the acharya should be careful about these difficulties on the way. Vidai.
দক্ষিণ ভাব, বাম্য ভাব, টু ডি সার্ভ ইন এ সিম্পল ওয়ে, টু ডি ইন এ সার্ভিস অলসো, দ্যাট ইজ ইন সার্ভিস ইন অপোজিশন, ইউনিয়ন, যেমন ইউনিয়ন ইন সেপারেশন, সার্ভিস ইন অপোজিশন. Bhamma Bhav, which is special characteristics of Radharani. Bhamma Bhav, Nirantar Bhama, always in opposing spirit. That is the highest type of service. Union in separation, a peculiar thing. So service in opposition is the highest type of service. To enhance the attraction, same opposition is given. That is Bhamma Bhava. Service in opposition, apparent opposition. All these are subtle points to make it intelligent, to take it in the plane of reason, a difficult thing. Union separation, a difficult thing to follow. Service by opposition, that is also very peculiar, difficult thing, but that is true. That excites the attraction of the other party.
Whereas, generally, we are told to think that Radharani is trying to see to all the service of Krishna.
Radharani?
Is trying to serve Krishna.
And then you tell us
she wants to oppose Krishna and Bhama.
Oppose means mock fight.
Yes.
In the spirit of mock fight, that is Bhamma Bhava. I told to excite the attraction more intense, a slight opposition tendency.
Mm-hmm.
Not opposition in the stubborn sense.
Uh-huh.
It is written in Ujjalan Manivarat, Rupa Goswami, Bhamma Bhava.
Maharaj?
So that sort of opposition in the service of a Vaishnava, that may be real service. And if that is against the, and the flattery, we have to distinguish with the flattery. That is exploitation, to exploit the name of Guru and Vaishnava for his own purpose.
Yeah.
Own name and fame.
So
that is what is necessary for the Acharya. A book for Acharya, an advice for the direction of the Acharya of the Sampradaya, a general handbook. They should always be, keep themselves very strictly cautious, that they may not commit in the name of service their own their offense.
Yeah.
A guide. as guide of those that are engaged in the function or in the duty of Acharya.
Actually,
like Gita, yeah. That will be in that pocket always. If you can prepare such a notebook for the guide, that would be very useful. Because actually, many Acharyas are now, they are going to be infinite number of Acharyas.
Yes.
Excellent. So, a guidebook for the Acharya.
Sri Guru and His Grace.
Yes,
that is like that.
There, of course, mainly it is there.
Yes.
And to abstract from them the special things for the Acharya.
Then
very careful about these things. There is possibility that they will lose everything in this direction. Mm. Very, very cautious they should be. So a sincere Acharya, guidebook of the sincere servitors of the Sampradaya, who wants to exchange this Vaishnavism.
Guidebook for Acharyas.
Try to conceive.
Yes. By your grace, it may be possible. You are the Acharya's Acharya.
Acharya sthapayati jastu, so acharya udharito.
Achinoti yasya.
Sasane sthirvittishya shishya sadvirudhaya. What is the definition of the guru and shishya here? Acharya. Acharya sthapayati jastu. One who puts others into real conduct. According to the scriptures, what should be the real conduct? One who place others into that position, he is Acharya. And who is Acharya and Shishya? Who accepts the direction of the Guru, Acharya? He is Shishya. Acharya is Sthapayati Jastu, so Acharya Udharito. Advaita Acharya, their analysis it is given. Acharya is Sthapayati Jastu, so Acharya Udharito. Sasane sthiravittishya, who voluntarily accepts the regulations of the Acharya, he is a shishya, not only by name formally, but who accepts really the direction of the Acharya. He is a shishya, disciple proper. Who is disciple and who is guru? Guru, according to scripture, he would regulate his disciple. A disciple is who really voluntarily accepts and practices those directions. He is Shishya. Guru Shishya. Paramadvaiti. You read that letter? Got it?
Yes, sir.
What does it say? Paramadvaiti, you know?
Yes, I know.
That gentleman, Alannath.
Yes.
Alannath, he has gone to Colombia.
Colombia. Dear Badrinarayan Prabhu says, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Guru Maharaj and to Srila Prabhupada. There are no words to fully express my appreciation for the association with all the devotees in the Dham. What to speak of the mercy of Srila Guru Maharaj? I wish I could spend much more time there. I am just dropping you this small note to tell you of our safe arrival. Everything is very auspicious here. the devotees are very happy to get the blessings of Srila Guru Maharaj, and I will try my best to guide them to his lotus feet. The wonderful message of the Prayojan Acharya.
Huh?
Prayojan Acharya.
Prayojan
Acharya.
Yes.
What is the meaning? The wonderful? Yeah?
He says, the wonderful message of the Prayojan Acharya.
Any name? Prayojan Acharya?
No. No, he means your divine grace.
Prayojan Acharya.
Gives me new life. Soon I will write more details. Hare Krishna. Please give my obeisances to all the wonderful Vaishnavas in the Navadvip Mat. Please ask them to forgive my offenses. Your fallen servant, B.A. Param Advaiti Swami.
Is he writing sincerely or a show?
No.
Sincerely, he's writing.
Sincerely. He felt so much thing here.
Yes.
Gradually.
Huh? Gradually. He's a critical minded man. From the beginning. And he's criticizing also not very... he showed, sent a letter, a big letter, criticizing his con.
Yeah.
And that criticism is not very... is of intellectual level, reasonable level. Not a cluster of complaints.
Many come to you with some criticism of ISKCON.
No.
But after they hear from you...
I think that what Swami Maharaj wanted to give, I am also in that line.
Yes.
So I am their friend.
Yes.
I am always of this opinion, because Swami Maharaj and myself cannot be separated. He wanted their... with such a great gift. And if we are sincere to Mahaprabhu and our Gurudev, we cannot but appreciate that. And we are one with that, we think. A common interest. And he has solved that common interest with such a wonderful way. So we can't vanish him from our heart. What we are doing the same thing, the
yes.
same life.
Yes.
Sincerely, as I understand. As we just go. What do you say? That Hidayananda wants to come into a proper understanding. That is well and good.
Yes.
Should not have any misunderstanding about me.
No.
If it is clear, so far it is very good, desirable. Ram, Ram. Kundiga, Ediga.
Okay. Maharaj, if they misunderstand you, to misunderstand you, that is to misunderstand the goal of Krishna consciousness.
Right. Think like that. No possibility. I am trying to enhance pushing. What Swami Maharaj was pushing towards them, I am also trying to push. From the internal side, what I have got from Guru Maharaj, to back them, to help them, to push.
Gradually, gradually they begin to realize this.
I thought I consider you to be students. Kirtana, not your students, we are Swami Maharaj's students. Declaring that Swami Maharaj and myself are separate.
No. Some misunderstanding.
Student. To be a bona fide student is enough. We should try to follow this. Only it is necessary that we should be a bona fide student to this school. We should not try to bless us, establish us in the seat of the professor. But it is unavoidably necessary, we have to take pose of that. Otherwise, we shall always try to be students. That is the healthy thing.
Yes.
And the Mahaprabhu says, pralap, delirium. When we put ourselves in the position of an acharya and we go to advice, that is something like delirium. And when we think we are a student, that is natural position. Healthy, wholesome position is that. I am a student.
Yeah.
This should be the posing of the finite towards infinite. This normal posing. Always student and not professor. And to be take seat of the professor means to go on with delirium. Mm-hmm. Pulab Bhakko, Mahaprabhu says, our Guru Maharaj also saying that. I know, I assert myself, I say that I am Vaishnava Das, as a servant of them I assert in this way. That is delirious position. Impressed, inspired. The Lord is inspiring, taking the position and pushing him to say that. And the position of a student, that is the normal position. And the place of progress is in the progress from progressing. Starting is infinite. Satisfaction that I have got something that means in Maya. Measure. Becoming the world of measurement. I have got something. Adhukshaja. He is Adhukshaja. Srimad Bhagavat is very fond of using this word for the Supreme. Adhukshaja. He's always in a position transcending you. He's not your servant. That your will, sweet will, you will use him. He's never in that position. And ununderstandable, unintelligible. He's super, super reason position is always with him. You can't put him in the cage of your reason. Sharat. Arthesu Ohigna Sharat. He knows the pattas of everything and he is autocrat, absolute. Not even under his own law. He's lawmaker and not under law. Law comes from him. He's above law. Adhukshaja, you are going to meet him. So only in the posing of a slave, only in the form of a slave you can approach. slave has no control over the master, because his slave cannot conceive even that he can have control of any time over the master. All your knowledge, acquired knowledge, is below the standard. Whatever knowledge you can gather that is below the standard, you would think always. Once I asked Guru Maharaj, that Rupa Goswami, he took Dwaraka Lila, he approached Dwaraka Lila in some way, that the Vrindavan, from Vrindavan, as if the paraphernalia is going to Dwaraka, Jambupati, that is Radhita, then Radharani going as Satyabhama, some something, this Chandra going to be Rukmini, but this is going to be transferred there. But Sanatana Goswami, he is closing the Lila from Mathura. After separation, Krishna went to Mathura. Mathura Mandal he kept with him. And then again, after some time, the whole atmosphere changed, and they began to think that Maharaj has no child. He is aspiring after his child. And then Krishna again came. And then the Lila went up to that Mathura, after the Kamsavad, stopped some time in some hazy position, and then again changed this cyclic order from Mathura. He is not connecting with Dwaraka. Up to Mathura he is going, and from Mathura again coming back to the previous stage of birth of Krishna. In this cyclic order. And Rupa Goswami takes them to Dwaraka. And Mahaprabhu advised Rupa Goswami, don't take Dwaraka direct. Write two books. Only one book, you do not take the gopis to Dwaraka. This is the Dwaraka. Mahaprabhu advised Rupa Goswami to, and then Dolita Mata and Vidagdha Mata. Two books were compiled by Rupa Goswami. Mahaprabhu gave proper instruction, don't take Vrindavan Krishna direct to Dwaraka. Write separate books. Rupa Goswami did that. And Sanatana Goswami is closing thing from Mathura in a cyclic order. They are both disciples of Mahaprabhu, and they are dealing the Lila differently, how to understand. Prabhupada answered. Then why? He has been said adhukshaja. If you want to understand everything, then what is the meaning of adhukshaja? He answered that way. Non-intelligibility, there must be. Otherwise he can't maintain his characteristic of inquiry. That's it. If everything is given to the case of your own reason, don't think that. Adhukshaja, it will creep over your head, that unintelligible side, Isharat, the transcendental side, Uttatishtam dasangunam. Why? Jasoda, Jasoda is trying to tie him on the west, as many ropes we are taking and tying, but only 2 hours different. 2 hours different. Again, he is adding another rope to the same, and again, So that too our difference. How to understand? How to understand your reason? Again, that too our two fingers. Again he is adding some rope. I can find one that very two fingers. what is the reason you will find? Subjective, I said again, subjective evolution. His will guiding you, not any objective thing in this world. Hypnotism. Vishwarup. I say you will see me this. He sees. He sees. Arjuna is seeing. I say you can see this. Arjuna sees that. Subjective control. Subjective evolution. Not any objective thing has to do anything with this. We are trying to follow that. How it is. Subjective evolution. The cause is overhead, not cause is underfoot, in the fossil area, in the objective area, not in the objective, underfoot, but it is always overhead, the cause. That is the only way to have solution for everything. In other words, you must keep you on the level of slave. To keep yourself on the level of slave. If you like, you can come to contact with Krishna. If you like slave, go your own. They say the Gaudiya Mantra, the preaching,
the degradation,
the slave mentality.
Yeah.
Ramakrishna, we are soham, we are the biggest. Ramakrishna say, we are the biggest. And the Gaudiya Mantra say, you are the minutest. Slave, Krishna Das, slave mentality, slave mentality. Slave mentality is necessary, not to ant will think he is an elephant. That's it.
Why?
Still, the stress has been given Rupanuga Sampradaya.
Yes. Radha Krishna, they are alone, most secret position. The grown-up Sakhi, she friends, they feel the hesitation to enter the room at that time. He was there. You follow?
Yes. Yeah.
They are grown up, so they feel
shyness?
Huh?
Shy.
Feel shy to enter at that time. If any necessity at that time, so the half-grown girls are sent there, if there is anything necessary for their secret service of Radha, of Krishna, the half-grown girls are sent, not mature. Sakhi, Lalita, Vishakha, others, Sakhi, grown-up Sakhi of Radharani, if they enter, the Radharani feels shy. And the devil, half-grown, if they enter, they do not feel so much kindness. So, Rupa Goswami is the leader of those half-grown batch. So, they get the maximum benefit in some way or other, in some way. We may think that when the most secret union at that time, see Rupa with his group, they can approach there for service. Yes. And the highest quality of service, the taste of the highest quality of service is practically coming, is being available to this group. Do you follow?
Yes.
I have conceived in this way. Why Rupanuga should be the best attainment? But then I found that this restriction is there. The grown-up Sakhi also cannot enter into the private life of Radharani and Krishna. That is highest privacy. But these have got access there. And they can come in touch of the highest quality of most private service. So Rupanuga, to become Rupanuga, that is the highest fortune. It is thought. This is my finding or supposition. Yes. As much as I have gathered from the paraphernalia, I said Rupanuga is why is that that to be followers, that to be in the camp of Sri Rupa Manjari, why should that be considered as the highest attainment? Even Narottam Thakur says, when my good days will come and then my Gurudev Lokanath Goswami will take me by hand and will offer to Rupa Goswami. Amar hatete dhariya Sri Rupa Goswami samarpan koriben diya. My Gurudev Lokanath, when the day will acquire a good day, first I will take my hand and will surrender, make me surrender to Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami is in charge of that group, the most faithful and the fortunate group of the Garus in Mathura Rasa. So to become, to get admission in her camp, that is considered to be the highest attainment for us. Of course, she is direct under control of Lalita Devi, Rupa Goswami, under Lalita. But that batch, particular new batches, half-grown garden batch. Inconceivable. Inconceivable to bring them into world of conception.
Yeah.
That is, to commit sin. Gaurani, Gaurani. Nidai, Nidai, Nidai.
But that Rupa was preaching Yukta Vairagyam. And that Rupa...
Rupa Goswami, when she has come in the position of an Acharya,
yes.
He has adjusted everything, the meeting towards Madhura Rasa. His adjustment, Rupa's adjustment, everything leading towards Madhura Rasa. When he is in the position of the Acharya. Internally, in the Madhura Rasa is Rupa Manjari. And externally, in the position of an Acharya, when deputed, then he has given everything culminating how towards Mathura Rasa. Adjustment is given towards that. And that is perfectly because she is dealing there perfect, the whole thing, she is dealing there. So she knows practically what are the affairs there. So the adjustment is fully perfect. Mm-hmm. Rupa Goswami. No trouble on the way. What he is given here, mm-hmm. if you can follow that, no trouble, no difficulty in the way.
Mm-hmm.
And but if we come to another camp, we may feel some difficulty. And again to next ticket, fresh ticket or something else, then we can reach, we can change the line.
Mm-hmm.
In this way we can have to go there. And in Rupa Goswami's teachings, we can direct go there. We cannot have any anomaly in the way.
Mm-hmm.
How he has given his Siddhanta. It is complete and faultless. Anukulena Krishna Anushilana. He has given the example, that's the sun ray and the sun. So, Brahma, the Pratikulla, Kamat, Krodhat, Bhayat, Desat, Pratikulla person, they will go to Brahma Lok.
Mm-hmm.
Though it is generally said that Dua, Dua, Desat, anti-Krishna Anushilan, in connection with Krishna Lila in anti-group, they get the same thing, but not same. Same means sun ray and the sun, this difference. So Brahma and the Krishna. Yeah, those are unfavorable, they will go to Lila, and those that are unfavorable, they will have to remain in Brahma Loka.
Mm-hmm.
As Krishna Brahma. Krishna, Brahma, Rakyat, Kiranakka, Pamojusha, Kiran and the sun, the difference. So they will have to live in the Kiran area, Brahma Loka, the Asura, fighting with Krishna. And the devotee, they will go to Goloka. The difference is there. Bhakti Mukti Spiyajavat Pishati Jivatati. The aspiration after exploitation and the renunciation, both are like ghost. The renunciation also, which has been so much admired. So that is like a ghost. Bhakti Susambodhi Kathama Buddha. Unyavidasita Sundam, his definition of devotion is very, very perfect. His definition of devotion we have in many places. But Rupa Goswami's definition is the most perfect. Anyavidasita Sundam, Karma Jnana Janavatam, Anukulena Krishnanu Silanam Bhakti Rushyati. Such perfect definition we don't find anywhere. But he has quoted from Shastra, Sadhu Padhi Vinit Muktam, Tatparatena Nirmanam, Rishikena Rishikesa Sevanam Bhakti Rushyati. That idea he has taken and he has clarified it very well. What is Sadhu Padhi? What is Upadhi? The Mukti is also Upadhi. Anyadhidasa is Upadhi. In this way. And Anukulena, no, Pratikulena, Anushilana, Bhakti Uchyate. That is Bhayat, Kamat, Desat, Bhayat, Krodhat. In Bhagavatam, in general sense, anyway, if you are connected with Krishna, you will get salvation. The connection with Krishna, if it is in the opposite side, we shall have to be retained in the Brahma Loka. And even the favorable way, we will be taken to the highest level of service. In this way.
Atta,
Maharaj. Atta. 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 Mahaprabhu Navanna Korben. Atta. Atta. Prasad Savanna. Satrimata. Jagannath Mishra. তো নবান্ন করেন আমাদের নতুন একটু নবান্ন হবে আজকে ঠাকুরকে আর আমরা একটু প্রধান কণা গ্রহণ করব
there is this putana is the exception case. Putana.
Yes. Putana accepted. That is. That is. Sharat. That is above law. This is the example that is above law. And we are talking of the law, general law of devotion. But there are peculiar cases, particular cases which are dealt otherwise. Bhaptujitan Tadannam Kangva Dayalum
Ahobakiyam
Stanakalakutam Jikan Shaya Pahayadak Pasadhi Devi Goti Bhaptujitan Tadannam Kangva Dayalum Saranam Kaya Mundarik Vidyanidhi and Mukunda sang this when Pundarika Vidyanidhi went beyond his position. The shloka, the meaning of the shloka carried him to some such quarter, complete forgetfulness and the surrender to the grace of Krishna. And such a wonderful flow came from that region that he began to play wonderfully in the hand of that transcendental sentiment. And the Gadadhar Pandit saw, I took him to be a man of luxury. Now what I say with him? I see with him. I have committed offense against him. How to get out of that? I misconceived him as such a great Vaishnava, and I took him a man of luxury to get out of this offense. I shall have to surrender to him as Guru. Then he will forgive everything. But I can't do anything independently. My natural guardian is there. Nag Pandit, I shall have to consult, take permission. So I have to take permission. And Mahaprabhu approved, with all means, by all means. With whole heart, he was accepting. And it was told that Sundarika Vidyanidhi was Vrishabhanu Raj. And Radharani's father, first her father. And Gadadhar Pandit surrendered to him. Sundarika Vidyanidhi. Yes. Captured by the meaning, by the benevolence, special grace of special grace of that that Krishna who crosses his own law to favor his disciples, disciples whom his favor is such, limitless favor, breaks his own law. And this is the example of Ahubaki Jamsta. Leaving him, whom should we go to take shelter under?